This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And this is Lilith.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I wasn't expecting this to be so wild and good.
Same.
Yeah. Lilith makes you clipmotized.
What?
You get clipmotized.
Yeah.
She clipmotizes you.
Yeah, she's a sperm jacker.
And a sperm jacker who makes monsters out of sperm.
Yeah.
She does a lot.
So this is a biblical figure, or at least, you know, a figure from the Apocrypha, who is pulled into the mythos by way of H.P. Lovecraft's worst story, outside of his bad shitty poems.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's
a tough running. Yeah. Okay.
It's a tough running. The Horror Red Hook is really bad.
Yeah. One of the least defensible of his stories.
Yeah, like one of the most offensive stories. Weirdly enough, tons of good stuff done with this in Providence.
Hmm.
Like the Horror Red Hook is weirdly important to Providence, and they make Lilith cool, and they make that story and the characters from it cool.
Huh.
Because Providence is a miracle.
Yeah.
So this is, and Lovecraft tying in that real religion stuff with the mythos is all good.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Well and good. This is supposed to be Adam's first wife. And then rebelled against this, like the mother of monsters, shows up in Sandman and Lucifer and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Comics. Lilith is a well reclaimed feminist figure.
Yes,
in a lot of circles.
Yeah, a prominent figure of like anti patriarchy, basically. Yeah. You know, having been demonized for not doing exactly what the men in the Bible told her to. Yeah.
And there's a whole lot of stuff about how why does Nyarlathotep allow her to. To continue, perhaps she's an ancient one who became a great one, and all of this stuff that I don't care about.
Yeah, it's awful lot of like just having it hawing about the provenance.
I just care about if you get a boner. it is like a hypno boner. You get clipmotized.
I wish you wouldn't say that word anymore, Gary.
Yeah, and I wish you would stop asking me not to say it.
What is that even?
Shut your stupid face.
What is that even from? Oh, okay. You want to do that then, huh? My face is stupid. Okay.
Your face is great, Cole.
Don't patronize me. What's clipmotized from?
There's a guy named Doug who I know who was talking about somebody being dickmotized.
Okay.
And I was just trying to come up with a lady version of dickmotized. Yeah. I think clip bow ties, like you just ensorcelled by that clip. you just want it.
Yeah, but
I get the biscuit.
Jesus Christ. I love how open and inclusive the language in this is. All who are aroused by the female figure fall into an odd stupor in the presence of this great one. So, you know, it is presumed that she was once an ancient one. She was probably a gug in Azathoth's court, but now she just is kind of kicking it in the dreamlands as a great one.
Yep. Even though she gets to come into the real world as much as she wants.
Yes.
Appears as a supernaturally beautiful woman, like the supernatural beautiful ghost that gave the blowjob in Ghostbusters.
Yep.
And she does that. She visits sleeping men, seducing them into somnambulist intercourse.
Yeah.
Somnambular intercourse.
Yeah.
So wet dreams.
Sleep sex. Yeah.
Sleep sex. She gives you the wet dreams. You're drained of magic, but you don't remember anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sentence of the decade, like at least of this week. The Grey One may also watch unseen as couples make love during the night. When the lovers have fallen asleep, Lilith steals some of the man's semen. From the semen gathered through seduction or theft, Lilith creates monsters and deformed creatures to haunt the night. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And like, yes. And like, yes. Like, yes. Any, yes. That sentence could have ended at creates monsters and deformed creatures. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. That's a fucked up detail into it. To haunt the night, though?
Yeah. Like, and what creatures? Yeah. We don't learn anything about these fucking creatures, man. Like, there's just come monsters about? Are you kidding me? Bellius Monstorum. I just trying to imagine like the Call of Cthulhu campaign where I introduced this and all of my friends just groaning at my shit. Like immediately just being like, oh yeah, I think that maybe she stole a little something, and they'd be like, what? I'm like, come. And they're like, Gary, dude, we gotta stop.
Yeah, yeah, okay. You can't make us fight the piss wizard again.
Yeah. No more cum goblins. No more cum bolds.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.